When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. It is dark downtown. So I can only imagine in Mid County, West County, St. Charles, how bad it is. We're here for the think tank. We have Jeff Rainford and Kurt Barr. Kurt, how bad was it driving in?
I got here early to avoid the rain.
But okay,
the
smart
drive
man.
Drive home will be interesting.
Yeah. Jeff, you see anything out there?
No. I after the last one, I'm a little spooked anytime the it gets like this. So,
no
but
kidding.
Nothing yet.
Good. Okay, so the big, beautiful bill. Were you a fan of it? You happy with it? You feeling good, Kurt Barr?
Well, so Jason Smith, who I served with in the Missouri House back when he was the Speaker Pro Tem, who's the budget chair in Congress, he said that with the thin margins that the Republicans have in Congress, this is the best bill that they can get.
Okay.
I think that's a good way of saying it. There is good stuff in that bill, and there's some stuff that you can find issue with. But overall, I'd say it's a positive bill.
Now, when you say the best bill they can get, do you mean the best bill the Republicans can get, meaning that the Republicans gave some stuff up?
Well, yeah. I mean, the spending cuts wasn't as much as a lot of Republicans wanted. And so that's one issue. But there's a lot of good things that happened. You know, the tax cuts that happened under Trump's first administration are now made permanent, which is a good thing. But another good thing for St. Louis and St. Charles County is the payments for the radiological
Yes, I know what you mean.
Act.
Yes.
So Congresswoman Wagner and Senator Hawley have been working hard to do that. So not only will people from North County, but also residents from St. Charles County are now eligible for compensation for the harm of the nuclear arms, the Manhattan Project, the Welland Spring and Westlake or Coal Creek. And so all of these things are now where, it used to be that compensation fund that was started in the 90s was only for Arizona and New Mexico. Now it's for Missouri residents and residents from some other states.
You brought up Ann Wagner. Can I say something? I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure she's a wonderful, delightful woman. I never think of her as working hard because she's such a ghost. Like, I just don't see her. I rarely hear her name. I never see her face. Is that strategy? Is that just her style?
You know, I knew her. I saw her more when I was a state rep, when I was in the legislature. She does her constituent management differently. She's more of a D.C. person, and she allows her staff to represent her in the district. Everybody has their thing. I know she's big on policy, and she's big on taking care of her constituents. But, yeah, she's not one to really put her face there. And I've heard that from others, that they're like, hey, she's not as accessible as other representatives.
Yeah, in her defense, if I had a problem with my Social Security benefits, I do not expect the actual member of Congress to intervene because she's got to have thousands of those. What I expect is that she has a staff that is responsive. And if I'm getting screwed by the Social Security Administration, they're going to take care of it for me because at the end of the day, that's what I want, not Ann Wagner to actually pick up the phone and call the head of Social Security.
So did you think the big, beautiful bill was a travesty? Are you okay with it?
So, You know, the selfish me is like, I love it because it you know, my taxes are not going to go up and there are a couple of the deductions I'm going to take advantage of. But if I'm looking at it as an American citizen, I think it's probably going to be a disaster. It's not going to spur economic growth because there are no tax cuts. They're just continuing the tax code as it was. The cuts that they're going to do are not enough, so the deficit is going to go up. But the cuts that they're going to do, if they're going to do it, are going to devastate people's lives. So I think we're in a really bad spot as a country where the deficits and the debt are just so high that there's going to be no way for us to be able to get this debt under control without a lot of pain. And nobody, including me, I don't want my tax rates to go up, or hospitals, or people who depend on Medicaid for their health care. Nobody wants to do without. And so Republicans and Democrats were running up deficits, and there's going to be a day of reckoning someday because none of us want to feel the pain, me included. Yeah.
So let's talk about illegal immigration and what we're doing about it. It came out today that Obama actually deported more people than Trump. I don't think Trump liked that very much. He started Operation Excalibur. He's in a park out west with masked ICE agents on horseback, routing out the people who they think are illegal. That's a little too Planet of the Apes for me, right? I mean, like, on the horseback, chasing people down, like... I'm all for, if you're here illegally, I'm all for a grand bargain. Keep the people here who are good people, which I think is the vast, vast majority of people who are here undocumented. I think they're good people who just want a chance at life and just want to work. But you came here illegally, so you have to pay the consequences, whatever those consequences are. I don't think the consequences should be being chased down by a masked man on horseback or being sent to a prison, which is policed by alligators.
The majority of the people are not, the majority of Americans aren't going to like that, but the MAGA people are going to love it, and that's who he's playing to when he does those things, is the MAGA people. Your point, you know, I look at it from a broader standpoint. You're looking at it from the humanitarian standpoint, which I admire. From a broader standpoint, I'll be selfish again. We need to get repairs done to our house as soon as possible. Our roof has a big hole in it, and we can't find workers. And Missouri's economy is stagnant. One reason it's stagnant is there aren't enough people. I mean, people who live in Missouri aren't having enough children. And our children, when they grow up, are moving away, and the only way to replace them is with immigration. So we need to figure out once and for all how we're going to bring immigrants in. I agree it should be a legal process. I agree we should control the border, but we're going the opposite direction, which is either scaring them out or moving them out. And that, along with the tariffs, we're, you know, if this actually succeeds, because sometimes Trump chickens out, right? But if he actually pursues these dual terrible ideas of actually reducing the number of immigrants, not just the criminals, but reducing the number of immigrants and imposing tariffs, I mean, I don't see how we have anything other than, you know, a long, long, slow slog of stagnation like Japan and China and other places are, because our population's not growing enough.
Kurt?
No, I absolutely agree that legal immigration is good for our country. And is, you know, most of us, all of us are descendants of immigrants. And I do think that, you know, our nation needs to take a look at, you know, increasing our immigration numbers. We have these weird quotas where we'll allow X number of people from this country and X number of people from this region, as opposed to just saying, hey, you know, we're a growing country, we're a big country, and we can house so many more people. We can employ so many more people, and making a easier path of immigrating legally so that we don't have to worry about people trying to better their lives by coming in here illegally. Mm-hmm. That being said, we still want to make sure that the people who are violating the laws of our country are held accountable. To your point, you know, obviously, under Trump's first administration, you know, he was big on building the wall to avoid, you know, this illegal thing. You know, with South Texas and the Southwest, it's such a rugged area. Horseback really is an efficient means of getting around. But yeah, I got that flash of the Planet of the Apes when you said that. It's like, you're right. It has a look. It has a feel of being, you know, aggressive. Hyperly aggressive, as opposed to, hey, this is just a good way of getting through this rugged terrain where these people are crossing over, and horseback is still a good way of making distance, and also being high enough you can actually see. That's why, you know, cops at big events in parking lots, they'll be on horseback because they can see over the cars and they can see, you know, if people are doing anything, you know, or trying to commit any crimes with your cars. And so, you know, horses are still a valid means of transportation and for law enforcement, but yeah, it does have that feel of, well, that seems aggressive.
So let's bring it back locally. Yesterday, I issued a formal apology to Mitch McCoy, the spokesperson of the St. Louis Police Department, because on July 3rd, he said that we're going to arrest kids and we're going to arrest their parents. We're going to issue, you know, tickets anyway. And there's going to be a price to pay for coming downtown and causing problems and shooting each other with fireworks. And I said, not one citation is going to be written. They don't have the political courage to do it. I don't doubt the cops on the ground. They'll do whatever they're told to do. But I don't think the administration has the political will to do it. And they proved me wrong. And they wrote something like 80 tickets and 80 tickets to parents. And they kept a lid on it, and it was a pretty good fourth, and I stand corrected.
Yeah, so the dynamics of the city politics have changed. That doesn't mean they can't change back, but they have moved toward the center when it comes to crime and illegal behavior and antisocial behavior. We saw it in an election recently where there was a moderate candidate to fill Kara Spencer's ward, and the moderate candidate supported by the business community slaughtered the far left candidate. Now, let's set New York City aside because we're not New York City, but I've been seeing it the last 3 or 4 years where the residents, even the liberal residents, maybe not the far left residents, but the liberal residents are, we don't want this kind of mayhem and disorder anymore. So not only do we have a new mayor who absolutely wants the police to do what they're doing, we also have state control, which moves the department a step away from being controlled by the people. But the people themselves in this city have really turned a corner. And that doesn't mean they won't turn back, but they've turned a corner where they're like, we just don't want to tolerate this. And so you saw what you saw, but you didn't see any protests. The story in the Post-Dispatch, it wasn't half of the story, was people complaining about how racist it was that they arrested these kids or how bad it is that they're holding their parents accountable. And some of that is simply, I mean, you saw it in the election. Kara Spencer didn't just defeat the incumbent mayor over the issue of crime and mayhem. She slaughtered her. So there, you know, I'm not saying it's happening internationally or nationally, but in the city of St. Louis, a majority of the voters, enough voters are like, we're done with the nonsense, that I don't really think they were sticking their necks out by doing that.
Thoughts?
I think this is a great thing to hear. I mean, I live in St. Charles County, and you know, we have a great prosecutor and great law enforcement there. And I would say that, you know, in my area, we had less fireworks than normal. I mean, I don't think we've had that issue where people are shooting Roman candles or bottle rockets at each other or cars or whatnot. But it is good to see a city to regain pride in itself and to say, hey, we're going to maintain a certain level of civility to protect life and protect property. I think that's a good thing to see.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 423. So it is absolutely pouring sideways rain downtown. Trees sideways. I can look at my phone, which Dave Murray would hate, but if Dave Murray hates it, his ass should be here, right? Facts, right?
Hey, look, man, I'm just looking at the radar screen on there, and it's all red and yellow.
Yes.
And some green.
Yes. And it looks like it's going to be here for a while. Yes, looks like we could have something going on till 7 or 8 p.m.
Yeah, it could look like there may be a rain delay for the Cards tonight. Yeah. We'll see.
Or a doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they'll avoid that. Ding. It looks like it clears up pretty well later, and I'm sure they would rather do that than play two tomorrow.
Don't tell them that.
I'm just telling you.
Don't give them that idea, Wheels.
Yeah, don't say
I'm
it on the radio.
I'm just trying to give you guys the opportunity to
they're
not get your hopes
listening.
Up.
They're going to hear it. Of just course they're listening.
Don't get your hopes up.
So, Rach, we're robbing kids of the opportunity to be mischievous?
That's what some are saying, and they're saying this because of Ring cameras and other such technology.
Oh, man.
You have that up at your front door, it kind of takes away the opportunity sometimes for kids to get into some harmless trouble. Like we were able to growing up, I didn't grow up in a home that had any sort of like surveillance camera or anything. Now it's very common to just have that at your doorbell, but it really does kind of put a damper on like a kid sneaking out or something or just being outside
ding
when they're not
bitch.
Supposed to be, or even just saying something you're not supposed to say, like on
with your
the
friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Like there's always, with technology like this, it's always great, but there always is a bit of a sacrifice. And some of that sacrifice is privacy and adventure in some cases.
Wheels, when I was in high school, I played football, and the night before games, the cheerleaders would serendipitously come to your home, and they had a door-sized poster made. They would say, like, go Glover, number 22, you know?
Yeah.
And that happened, and my mom and dad were freaking out because they thought it was an intruder.
Oh, no.
And my mom's like, yeah! And he's like, oh, I'm gonna grab my gun! And then the next day, we had a next-door neighbor, Bill Harvey, who I love to this day, but he was crazy. He was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And he said, I had my German Ruger pointed at the intruder at your house. And just before I pulled the trigger, they turned around and I saw Roxana shells in the back of their jacket. That's how close we came to having a cheerleader killed on my doorstep. Would have done nothing for my popularity.
No.
But that's how close it came.
That's nuts.
So maybe the cameras aren't all bad.
You could look out there and go, oh, it's just a cheerleader.
Yes.
It's not an intruder. Man, we got in so much trouble. TP in our friends' houses.
We didn't do much.
I did some TPing.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I TP'd strangers' houses.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It is awful.
Yeah, that is.
It's horrible.
One thing if it's your.
All right. Value judgments left and right here. You know.
That's pretty bad.
What happened to the adventure and mischief and harmless fun you were talking
about?
It's
one thing if you're like doing it to your best friend and then you go help them clean up the next day.
We never
but it's
did
just
that.
Like.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
I did it to an elderly family who had no way of cleaning out their trees. It's like, yikes, dude.
You're a true monster.
Better believe it.
Man.
You and your bathroom camping.
Bathroom camping, left lane driving,
sleeping in the bathtub.
In the car, son of a bitch. I can't even look at him.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.